As you probably know by now, former Senator Lindsey Graham is dead. Yeah, that's not Mitch McConnell, not a typo. Senator Lindsey Graham, dead. I have a statement on the death of Senator Lindsey Graham. I'm going to read it for you here. It's my opinion. Here it is. We all pass away sooner or later, as none of us is immortal. It's what we do with the precious gift of life that counts. With each decision and action we take during this life, we build a legacy reflection of our true self and our core principles. That legacy stays with our soul for eternity, surviving the passing of this biological experience on Earth. While God wants us to live lives of compassion with universal love for life, Senator Lindsey Graham lived a life filled with seething hatred towards God's children. He endlessly promoted war escalation and repeatedly and openly celebrated the large-scale killing of human beings. While God wants us to demonstrate ethics and morals, Senator Lindsey Graham repeatedly demonstrated deception and betrayal, even selling out his own country and repeatedly professing his loyalty to Israel instead of the United States of America. Senator Graham lived a life consumed by death. He claimed to represent truth, but reeked of deception. He betrayed not merely the people of his home state and the people of America, but humanity as a whole. Under the light of honest cosmic judgment of his own actions and words, Senator Graham will be seen as standing for demonic evil, destruction, disloyalty, and mass death. He lived a life at the expense of others, not in service to others. He exploited his political power and wielded it as a weapon of evil against the innocent, rather than a tool of good for the underprivileged. Senator Graham lived and died as a wretched creature who temporarily defied the will of God in his quest for personal power and narcissistic self-importance. He is only missed by those who share his twisted values of evil, deception, and betrayal. The rest of humanity will say good riddance to evil and pray that men like Lindsey Graham are forevermore halted before they can rise to positions of power that they wield as weapons against fellow human beings. Flatly stated, our world is better off today without Lindsey Graham in it, and all those who share his twisted values are a scourge upon humanity and a cancer on our world. His time in the U.S. Senate may be over, but his much longer time in hell begins today, because in hell, like in the Senate, there are no term limits. All right, end of statement. And of course, I posted that on X and social media. Some people were outraged. Well, not many, actually, just a few. How can you say this about the dead? You have to respect the dead. Actually, I only respect the dead if they respected the living. Simple rule. Very simple. I respect the dead if they respected the living. I do not respect anyone living or dead if they have no honor for the value of human life. And clearly, Lindsey Graham was that kind of wretched creature. If he is being judged before God right now, well, he will be judged harshly. No question about it. He's the furthest thing from Christ-like that you could possibly imagine. A merchant of death. A traitor to humanity. So I didn't wish for his death, but I'm committed to always being authentic with you. And authentically, I think most of you would agree that the death of Lindsey Graham is a positive, a net positive development for humanity. The only sad thing is that he will probably be replaced with somebody that carries out the exact same policies and is compromised in the exact same way. Because the system is a much worse evil than just any one person who has been ensnared by it. That's really my only regret in this, is I wish the entire corrupt system had died instead of just one minion within it. If the system were dismantled, maybe that's a better word than died, if the whole system of corruption and betrayal were dismantled, and if we had good men and women who represented us, who were people of moral value, people who had integrity, then that would be a day worth celebrating even more. That would be a great day for our world. Unfortunately, we are not at that day at the moment. Now, but hey, we can all do our part to work toward that day. And one of the most important things that we can do, in my opinion, is to serve humanity each and every day in some important way. Understand that all of us are mortal. We all live and die. And it's what we do here that matters. And those who live their lives working to help others, to uplift others, to empower others, those who have compassion for others, those who try to help end suffering, those who protect animals, those who protect life on this planet, those are the kind of people that I want to be around and that I have become. That kind of person. That's who I want to be with. And people like us, no matter when we die, really doesn't matter, because we know we lived a life with positive purpose to help fellow human beings. And so whatever you do in your life every day, make sure that you are contributing to a more kind world, a world of more compassion, a world of more peace, a world of more love and natural abundance. And there are almost no people like that that serve in the United States federal government. Almost none. There might be a very tiny number, but I don't think they're in the Senate, by the way. In fact, I'm quite certain they're not. Now, here's a bigger question. Officially, it's said that Lindsey Graham died suddenly from a sudden illness that was later said to be a heart attack. However, the last photo I saw of him was he was touring a drone weapons manufacturing facility in Ukraine. In fact, this was touted with a lot of fanfare that Lindsey Graham flew to Ukraine. He met with Zelensky, and he was given a special tour of a hidden drone manufacturing facility in Kiev. And then Russia struck with missiles many drone manufacturing facilities in Kiev. And reportedly, the factory that Graham was touring was also hit and at least partially destroyed. Now, that's just a rumor. We don't know for sure. Of course, there won't be any official confirmation of that. And by the way, Ukraine is blowing the crap out of Russia's oil storage facilities all over the western portion of Russia. And that's why Russia is suffering diesel shortages and fuel shortages right now that are becoming quite severe in some areas. So Russia and Ukraine are exchanging a lot of, you know, drones, missile fire, a lot of damage happening both ways. But some of the damage that just happened to Ukraine was on that weapons factory. And then we're told that Lindsey Graham flew home and then, boom, suddenly died. And a lot of people are wondering, was Lindsey Graham blown up in the weapons factory? Now, I don't know if that's the case. There is a non-zero chance that that is true. And if that were to be true, it's clear that the U.S. State Department and the U.S. government would never acknowledge that, because that would be a very difficult diplomatic incident to admit that Russia killed a U.S. senator, you know. So maybe to avoid further demands for escalation with Russia, this cover story was made up that Lindsey Graham flew home and then he died when he got home. It's odd, of course, that apparently he lives alone. He doesn't have a wife or children. And yet someone called 911, apparently, to say that he was having a heart attack. Well, who would that be if no one lived with him? I don't know. Was there someone there? Did he have a security guard or something? Also, by the way, Russia struck a NATO hotel at the same time that it struck some of those weapons facilities in Ukraine. And it's also rumored that Graham had been staying at one of the hotels that was struck. So was he killed by Russian missiles? at the hotel or at the weapons factory. We don't know, but I'm not the only one who finds the timing of all of this very suspicious, especially in light of the fact that Senator Mitch McConnell is also suspected to have already died, but they're covering up that death to try to make it all the way through August 3rd to avoid having a special election to replace Mitch McConnell. And I suspect that Mitch McConnell is also already dead, and they're just covering it up. Maybe with Lindsey Graham, they just couldn't cover it up because there's nothing left of him. You know, if his body was blown to bits, they couldn't pull a Weekend at Bernie's, you know, and have a photo op of some people acting like they're hanging out with them, because maybe Graham's just gone. And then I know some people say, well, they saw him loaded into an ambulance or his body. Well, what did you really see? You know, a mannequin draped with a blanket and some toes sticking out? Yeah, you don't know who that was. I mean, come on. Jeffrey Epstein's death was probably faked. I mean, come on. This is like CIA 101 here. They can fake a body, especially under a blanket on a gurney in an ambulance. Give me a break. That's like they learned that on day one, you know, in CIA training, right? So that's easy for them. But, you know, it is odd that FBI Director Kash Patel has announced that the FBI is involved in, quote, assisting local authorities surrounding Lindsey Graham's death, and has, quote, made every necessary resource available. So why is the FBI, which is America's federal law enforcement investigation agency, why are they involved in the death of Lindsey Graham if it was just natural causes, died from a heart attack, as we are told? What's the FBI doing there? Clearly, there's something else afoot. Clearly, there's some kind of investigation taking place on the part of the FBI, which opens up other possibilities. Was Lindsey Graham, you know, did he make it back to the U.S.? And then was he poisoned? Was he, you know, hit with a heart attack? Energy weapon? I mean, who knows, right? Who knows? Who benefits from the killing of Lindsey Graham if that were to happen? Who benefits? Well, not Israel, because Israel was the main beneficiary of Lindsey Graham. They owned the guy. Trump doesn't benefit. Lindsey Graham was working right alongside Trump. Trump even had nice things to say about Lindsey Graham, which just tells you how far Trump has gone from anything resembling morality. You know, if you have nice things to say about a war criminal and a genocidal violent lunatic who called for the mass killing of women and children, then you have your own ethics problems, by the way. Just saying. But who benefits? Well, you could say Iran benefits. Did Iran? Or you could say Russia benefits, because Lindsey Graham was about to push for these huge economic sanctions against Russia. What did they call them? Like, I forgot the word they used, like these super sanctions against countries that were buying energy from Russia. That's what they were about to make happen. So Russia, you could argue, benefited from Lindsey Graham dying, and so did Iran. Therefore, you're probably going to see a narrative from corporate media that maybe Iran killed Lindsey Graham or Russia killed Lindsey Graham, or whatever narrative that they need for you to believe in order for them to justify more escalation of war with either Iran or Russia. So don't be surprised if that narrative comes out. And is it possible that Lindsey Graham was killed by Russia or Iran? Well, let's think about this. How many Iranian leaders has Trump ordered killed? I mean, Soleimani, back in, I think, wasn't that 2020? That was an assassination of Iran's top military leader, I guess general. I'm not sure what his rank was. I think he was a general. And he was a beloved figure in Iran, whatever you think of him. The Iranian people admired him overall. And then Trump had the negotiators killed last summer, summer of 2025. And then Trump had the Ayatollah Khamenei murdered, of course, which that was also last summer, which resulted in, now recently, the largest funeral in history, as way more than 10 million people in Iran came out to honor the life of the Ayatollah, and also dignitaries from over 100 countries around the world, including Russia and China and Pakistan and many other countries, showed up to give honor to the death of the Ayatollah. I wonder how many people will show up to the funeral of Lindsey Graham. You know, other than maybe some close relatives or something. Will anybody miss him? I mean, will there be anybody at his funeral that isn't required to be there? That's my point. Yeah. Sure, he'll have some kind of, you know, state funeral, being a senator, being a warmonger, you know, being a creature of satanic death and destruction. He will be honored by the satanic state that also, of course, worships death and destruction. Obviously. And certain people will be required to be there, and they will be required to say nice things about him. You know, that's how you're going to see all kinds of senators showing up and saying things. But, of course, Senator Ted Cruz, he doesn't have to be required to say anything nice. He'll say it anyway because he agrees with Lindsey Graham. You know, Ted Cruz is like Lindsey Graham light. He practically lives the same, you know, wretched, dark ethics or lack of ethics. So there'll be a lot of people that will show up because they are similarly demonic and infested with darkness. So the funeral of Lindsey Graham will be one of the darkest collections of demonically infested individuals that's probably ever taken place in America. And it won't be a funeral of people who loved him for being human, you know, whereas in Iran, the funeral for the Ayatollah was people who honored the Ayatollah for being a human being. Or, I mean, gosh, maybe I can't speak for all the people of Iran and all their different reasons, but clearly he was loved by the people of Iran, whereas Lindsey Graham is mostly hated by the people of America because of the kind of person that Lindsey Graham became, which was a horrible, demonic, wretched, destructive creature. An enemy of humanity, a traitor to America, a traitor to South Carolina, etc. Hated by all rational people. But getting back to my earlier point, Trump ordered the killing of numerous leaders of Iran. And that was carried out successfully in many, many cases. So Trump set the precedent that it's okay in his mind to kill or to assassinate the leaders of other countries. So if one of those countries were to have successfully killed Lindsey Graham, wouldn't that be fully aligned with what Trump thinks is appropriate in terms of international relations? Because he has endorsed it. He has endorsed that tactic himself. He has ordered it. He has celebrated it numerous times. And now you have Trump saying that he's afraid that he's on the kill list, that he's on the list to be assassinated by Iran, which, of course, is probably just something that Netanyahu told him. And Trump has ordered, apparently, he said, I mean, he tweeted about this, he has ordered J.D. Vance to, you know, bomb the snot out of Iran. I think Trump said he had like 1,000 missiles aimed at Iran. They're not aimed. These aren't slingshots or bow and arrow. You know, you put in the GPS coordinates before you hit the launch button. They're not aimed. They're programmed. But anyway, whatever. He says there's 1,000 missiles aimed at Iran. And if he, Trump, is killed, then Iran is going to be turned into dust or something. I'm paraphrasing, but that's what he said. So Trump fears for his own life, even though he's the man who has ordered the killing of other world leaders and has celebrated it and has accepted it as a legitimate tactic of diplomacy and war, apparently. But I don't think Iran has any desire to kill Trump, because Trump is he's the perfect person to bring down the American empire. And Iran realizes that, and all they need is just some patience to watch Trump destroy America from within and destroy the U.S. military's credibility and keep making military mistake after mistake and destroying the U.S. economy. I mean, my goodness. And also destroying the GOP, of course, and destroying the dollar with endless money printing, etc. I think Iran wants Trump to remain president as long as possible because of Trump's mad destruction of the United States of America. If anybody would benefit from Trump being removed from the chessboard, it would be Israel, because then they could claim Iran did it, and they could try to whip up American, you know, anger to get revenge for the so-called killing of their president. So I think a lot of these things trace back, of course, to Israel and Netanyahu, which that's who Lindsey Graham served as well. So that's my take on things. I don't think Iran has anything to do with this. Russia might have killed Lindsey Graham, like I said earlier, maybe in a hotel, maybe in a tour of a weapons manufacturing facility. I mean, come on. How dangerous is that to run around Ukraine touring weapons facilities in the middle of an active war zone where Russia is targeting and blowing up weapons facilities? You know, I mean, who on Lindsey Graham's security team told him that that would be a great idea? I don't know. But, you know, that seems insane. All right, to wrap this up, I would say it's really critical for all of us to call for peace and to adopt and embrace a personal philosophy where we have universal respect for human life. If we don't respect all of God's children all over the world, whether they are Chinese or Russian or Iranian or Indian or Turks or whatever, or Native American or black or white or Hispanic, if we don't have a universal respect for God's children, then there's something wrong with us. That should be the number one basic starting point, is respect for all human life, including the Palestinians, obviously, including the all of Gaza, etc., the Lebanon, all the people in Lebanon. I mean, again, universal means universal, so I don't have to name every country on the map. People who do not have that as a foundational belief system should never serve in government, period, in any government, as far as I'm concerned. They should not be in the U.S. Senate. They should not be in the White House. They should not be in Congress. If you don't have universal respect for life, you are disqualified from representing people, period. That's my opinion. So, number one, make sure that you and I, in our actions, that we have universal respect for the lives of others, that we work to help end human suffering, that we have compassion for fellow human beings, and that we also demand those same philosophies of others. And if someone falters and fails to respect human life, then it is absolutely appropriate to judge them for that failure if they are in a position of power over you, and to say you should be removed from your power. Sometimes people say, oh, you shouldn't judge people. Only God judges people. Yeah, bullshit. You judge people every time you vote. You make a judgment. And if you vote for somebody who is evil, you have made a bad judgment. So yes, you should absolutely judge people who are in positions of power over you, which isn't even the way it's supposed to work anyway, but that's the way it does work. You absolutely should judge senators and members of Congress and the president. And you should hold them to account. You should hold them to a fundamental construct of pro-human principles. And if they fail that, judge them, call them out, and let them hear about it. Now, I'm not saying to carry out, you know, acts of violence or anything of that kind, but verbally let them know and be very vocal about it. Because, you know, in the book of Revelation, what is the number one sin against God that's actually mentioned in the book of Revelation? The number one sin is cowardice. That is, people who refuse to tell the truth. People who refuse to speak out when it matters. People who refuse to call out evil when it's so obvious and so right in front of you. If you can't call out evil, then you are a failure in the eyes of God, according to the Bible itself. So call out evil. Demand compassion, morality, and ethics in the people around you in your life and the people who represent you in government. Demand it. And if they fail, remove them from power at the next election and support somebody who's closer to honesty and truth and goodness. And then again, finally, in your own life, exercise those things that are good, exercise compassion, exercise humility wherever you can, help people around you, be a good person. I've talked about this in my Bible sermons, you know. Be a good person is actually not that difficult to qualify for heaven according to how it's described in the Bible. It's really not that difficult. You really don't have to do that much beyond being a good person, helping others in need, you know, clothe the poor, feed the hungry, you know, be a good person. But part of that being a good person is also judge those who are bad people who are in positions of power over you, judge them at the voting booth and remove them. And by the way, anybody who says, oh, you should never judge another person is an idiot, a spiritual idiot. Let me tell you, if you don't judge anybody, that's called wokeism, where eventually everything becomes pedophile teachers in the school districts raping their children. You're like, I can't judge. It's not my place to judge. They're raping the children, but it's just not my place to judge. Yes, it is your place to judge. Stand the fuck up and stop them. You need to judge sometimes. Get in there and stop the rapists. Stop the pedophiles, for God's sake. Sorry about my profanity, but these idiots who say we should never judge others, they're the problem. You should judge them too, actually. Their problem is that they lack judgment for themselves or others. It's just incredible. So yeah, it's very simple. Be a good person. Demand principles that are good in the people around you. And then all of us have a better life. And our world becomes a better place. And we have more peace and we have more prosperity. We have more joy and happiness as a result. It's really not that complicated. It's just that most people give in to the seduction of evil and greed and power and money and sex and addictions and whatever else. That's how we ended up in this world today, where, you know, 90% of the population in America is actually celebrating the death of Lindsey Graham because he was such an evil senator. How did we get there? Well, they moved away from the lessons of God and Christ. And they became evil, and they lusted after power, and then they weaponized their power against the innocent. That should always be condemned in every case. So, thank you for listening today. And I will note that there are no term limits in hell, which means that Lindsey Graham will be serving there for quite an extended period of time, I would imagine. Although probably time doesn't flow the same way after this world, you know, outside the cosmic simulation, time flows differently. So that might not really mean as much as you think. But if there is judgment, if there's cosmic judgment, Lindsey Graham is he's getting ripped hard right now. So maybe that's a little payback for what he did while he was on this earth. You know, a little cosmic karma there, perhaps. So we'll see. All right. Be well, everybody. Remember to be a good person. Remember to help uplift others. Remember to demand honesty and integrity of those around you. And then together, you and I can help build a better world. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here of naturalnews.com and also brightvideos.com. Take care.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab-tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.